change that came to Washington. And those who thought they were the victors then could not have begun to imagine what would happen next.
Tonight's essay was presented by Michael Goldfarb. Tomorrow night, his subject is the OPEC oil embargo. That's at the same time tomorrow night, a 10:45.
Men in the poorest part of Glasgow have life expectancy 54. 54. And in the richest part of Glasgow, 82. Isn't it incredible?
Free Thinking 2013.
What's absolutely remarkable is that wherever we look, we find a social gradient in health.
On BBC Radio 3, the first night of our thought-provoking Festival of Ideas includes the Free Thinking Lecture, delivered by the renowned medical researcher Sir Michael Marmot.
Finally, ultimately, what I'd like to achieve is for everybody to be in the position where they can take control over their lives.
Friday night at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Hello again and welcome to Late Junction. I'm not quite sure how you describe Martin Denny in just a few words. He was a one-off for sure. He died in his 90s just a few years ago, having inspired so many people. That was his tune Firecracker, which inspired Harumi Hosono to form the Yellow Magic Orchestra at the suggestion of someone who said to him, go on, arrange Martin Denny's Firecracker into a chunky electric disco featuring synthesizers and sell 4 million copies around the world. Now, I've been waiting for this CD for quite a while, the long-awaited album by Olavi Luhivuori's Odorang. It's called In Cinema, which they say is a clue to their darker, edgier sound. And the music was originally written for 4 different films and later reworked for the album. Olavi plays drums, Lasse Sakura on guitar, Osmo Ikonen on cello, Ilmari Pohjola on trombone and guitar, and the bassist is Lasse Lindgren. This track's called The Sage. Well, Louis Armstrong once said that if it hadn't been for Joe Oliver, jazz wouldn't be what it is today. That was King Oliver, as he was known, his Creole band recorded in April 1923. And before that, music from 90 years later, the Finnish band Odorang from their new album called In Cinema, which is just out on Edition Records. Juana Catalina Chitsu grew up in Romania, singing in church choirs as a child, but also drinking in the sounds she heard of Romanian tango on the family's old gramophone records. When the moon rises, she sings here, among whispers in the night, restless lies come into sight with their dreamlike halo.
Iubitați jură în fraze parfumate, iubirea-i nebună, dar minte cu mințile toate celelalte. Minciună, minciună, de n-ai fi tu, iubirea n-ar avea cuvânt. Tu ești durerea, ești mângâierea, tu farmești totul pe pământ. Apare luna, printre șoapte, când e noapte, atunci apare și minciuna, cu cununa ei de vif. Și atunci zefir și trandafir desfermecatele iubiri. Viața fără de minciună n-ar mai fi un paradis. Ca și morfina. Minciună, minciună, tu ești durere, ești plăcere, ești lumină. Minciună, minciună, prin tine farmecul vieții îl simți. Și tot prin tine, în nopți senine, visăm iubind și suferind. Pe voltă când apare luna, printre șoapte, când e noapte, atunci apare și minciuna cu cununa ei de vis. Și atunci zefir și trandafir desfermecotele iubiri. Viața fără de minciună n-ar mai fi un paradis.
Juana Catalina Chitsu, and When the Moon Rises, that comes from her album called Bucharest Tango. Huddersfield last year was the setting for Kit Downs and Tom Challenger to get together to record music for sax and church organ. They call this track Wedding Music.
Thank you. Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe it when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just a no? Let her tell me so. I can't hold her if she wants to go. Though I'll cry when she's gone, I won't die.
It's too soon to know. Can I believe her when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame?
Oh, I'll cry.
They were pioneers of the 1940s doo-wop style. The Orioles, under number, called It's Too Soon to Know. And they followed Kit Downs and Tom Challenger on sax and organ and Wedding Music, recorded in Huddersfield last year by P.A. Tremblay and Rob Sutherland and mixed by Alex Bonney, who featured in our Late Junction collaboration session last month with Kimmo Pohjonen and Dave Smith. Morten Kvenhill wrote the words and music for this song called Sonnet of a Broken 78 or a Fairy Tale. The singer here is Tura Augustar, Tanya Orning plays cello and Morten Barakmus on clarinet.
The night went out to see the blue.
His light beam hit his hourglass. Slowly life did lose its form. All destroyed the canvas mass. Stiffer be heavy, make a fall. The altitude that magnifies the fear of losing every pore turns your blossom into
Tanya Orning, Tura Agustad and Morten Barakman with Morten Kvennel's song Sonnet of a Broken 78 or a Fairy Tale. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. This is the story of Dominique and Marcel, performed by the Québécois trio De Temps en Temps.
Dominique à Marcel, en revenant des offices de Noël.
C'était Dominique à Marcel, en revenant des offices de Noël.
C'était en revenant des vêpres, quoi qu'il avait eu peur du prêtre. En ponçant la bouche à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
En ponçant la bouche à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
Il a tiré dans nos châssis parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Il a tiré dans nos châssis parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Arrête vite donc à court et vite, casse donc pas tous nos vitres. Moque-toi d'autant tu voudras, faudra toujours tu nous payes ça.
Moque-toi d'autant tu voudras, faudra toujours tu nous payes ça.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
C'était sur les morceaux de vitre qui étaient causés par Dominique, car il n'était pas trop content quand il regardait son talon.
Car il n'était pas trop content quand il regardait son talon.
Tu n'iras pas au paradis pour ça t'a cassé nos châssis.
Tu n'iras pas au paradis pour ça t'a cassé nos châssis.
Non, tu n'iras pas assez vite pour ça t'a cassé tous nos vitres. Faudra-tu passer en purgatoire pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir.
Faudra-tu passer en purgatoire pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir.
from a great album I played you first of all a couple of months back, Mulatu Astatke's Sketches of Ethiopia, and that was a track called Haga Fika. Well, that's the name of a theatre in Addis Ababa. In fact, it's the oldest indigenous theatre in Africa, where so many actors and musicians began their careers, including Mulatu Astatke. And that followed the Quebecois trio De Temps en Temps, who grew up, you can sort of tell, with the familiar sound of La Bottine Souriante. And that was, from them, the story of Dominique and Marcel. Mandolinist Chris Thiele's on tour very soon. Here's a track from his excellent album of music by Bach. Thank you.
Saturday, alone on the hill. Man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud. Man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head. He never listens to them. He knows that they're the fools. They don't like him, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head. Thank you.
one of those versions where I can't make up my mind whether I actually like it or not. The Viennese group Lovely Rita with their take on Lennon McCartney's Fool on the Hill. Maybe you have to be there on the hill. Before that, that was Chris Thiele and an Allemande from his recent Bach album. And I have to say, there are really lovely sleeve notes to this album by Jeremy Denk. It begins, "Bach is not generally an impossible composer." That's Beethoven's turf. Beethoven loves to write against the grain of the instrument, to treat the performer like an adversary, to put in roadblocks. Bach prefers autobahns to obstacle courses. He makes great demands, but he's not after struggle. And of course, I could hold up proceedings while I read you the rest of the sleeve notes. So better off if you go and buy a copy of the album yourself or go and see Chris live. He's at the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh on Wednesday, the 6th of November, and at LSO St Luke's in London on Friday, the 8th. Now, here's a taste of Crete. The Jimi Hendrix of the Cretan Lyra, Antonis Xylouis, who's better known by his stage name of Sarantonis. That's a sort of hillbilly Cretan Lyra there in a track called Castrinos. Now, all this week I'm featuring the new album by Jan Bang called Narrative from the Subtropics. Jan's a master of live sampling. Cecil Enderson joins him here as the vocalist, Lars Danielsson on bass, Ivan Orset on guitar, Undark plays organ, and Eric Honoré contributes the field crickets. And I
and I could breathe your hand.
A track called Tide from Yan Bang's album Narrative from the Subtropics. I'll play you more from that tomorrow. Dr. K Sextet are increasingly making a name for themselves as an important group on the contemporary music scene in the few years they've been together since they met at the Royal College of Music in London. They're taking part in a multi-genre night of performance and participation at this year's Whitley Arts Festival on Friday. Here they are with the second movement of Joseph Schwantner's Music of Amber. Members of Dr. K's Sextet, who you can hear on Friday at St Mary's Church in Reading as part of the Whitley Arts Festival, amongst an evening of wonderfully imaginative performances in a beautiful space. That piece, by the way, was the second movement from Music of Amber by American composer Joseph Schwantner, who was 70 earlier this year. Here's an elegant dance, a traditional tune called William and Nancy, which features on a CD called The Full English, and that marks the release of the database of British folk music done by the English Folk Dance and Song Society. Sam Sweeney and Seth Lakeman play fiddles, Rob Harbron on concertina, Nancy Kerr on viola, and Ben Nichols plays double bass. William and Nancy, the players there, Sam Sweeney, Rob Harbron, Nancy Kerr, Seth Lakeman and Ben Nichols. That comes from a CD marking the Full English project, and details about that folk music database are on the EFDSS website. Well, it's almost time for me to go. Tomorrow night I'll be bringing you the latest Late Junction collaboration session, which brings together some Late Junction favourites, the Tyneside singer Richard Dawson and American old-time string band the Black Twig Pickers. But I'm going to end tonight with music by the Sonic Catering Band, who got together in Reading in the 1990s for cooking and recording, as you do. White Light from an Oven Above is the track I'm going to play. And that follows Jan Gabarek's piece, Dis, for wood flute and wind harp, recorded in 1976. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. We have the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra to thank for the first few works tonight, a concert they gave in Bratislava in January 2012. Brahms' first piano concerto was on the programme, along with two waltz-based pieces by Ravel, and to start with a wonderfully ebullient curtain raiser by Berlioz. It appeared in the wake of his rather unsuccessful opera, Benvenuto Cellini, which he remembered was hissed with admirable energy at its premiere. It only lasted three performances, but after all the effort of writing it, Berlioz had to salvage something. Out of the wreckage, he made his Roman Carnival Overture.
Thank you.
the Roman Carnival Overture by Berlioz, Mario Košić conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. It seems Leipzig audiences were as rude as Paris ones. This next work was hissed at its premiere as well, though this one had a happier ending. Brahms set out to write a first symphony when he was in his 20s, but the challenge defeated him, so he turned it into his first piano concerto instead. Unorthodox, banal and horrid, said the critics, but of course it's a very different story now. The soloist is Kasparas Uinskas.